Manchester United squad can change Sir Jim Ratcliffe's opinion, says Ruben Amorim, BBC Sport, date modified 2025-03-12T14:49:05.860Z, description: Manchester United head coach Ruben Amorim says underperforming squad can change Sir Jim Ratcliffe's opinion. Underperforming Man UTD can change Ratcliffe's mind, image source, Getty Images. Image caption: Ruben Amorim was appointed at Manchester United in November, Sean Kearns, BBC Sport, published, 33 minutes ago. Manchester United head coach Ruben Amorim says it is up to him and his players to change Sir Jim Ratcliffe's opinion on the team. Ratcliffe, 72, told BBC Sport this week that some players in United's squad were not good enough and overpaid, though he did not specify which players. At a separate point in the interview, Ratcliffe name-checked Andre Onana, Rasmus Højlund, Case Miro, Antony, and Jadon Sancho as transfer deals that Ineos had inherited at the club and are yet to pay off. Asked about Ratcliffe's comments, Amorim said, "I think if we are being honest in this moment, everybody, me, the players, are underperforming this season. I include myself in the underperforming. You are talking about players like Case Miro that won everything, and we know these players can play so much better." He, Ratcliffe, was honest in that. The focus is to change his mind and everybody's. Amorim, who Ratcliffe described as an outstanding young manager, says he has a good relationship with the United board. "I think we are really blunt and honest with each other, we are quite similar in that," said Amorim, ahead of his side's Europa League match against Real Sociedad. "I always felt the support of the board, especially Sir Jim." What did Ratcliffe say about inheriting players? In a wide-ranging interview with BBC Sport earlier this week, Ratcliffe spoke about the difficulties that Ineos have encountered since their investment in the club. Asked whether he understood the frustration of supporters following the fans' protests before Sunday's match against Arsenal, Ratcliffe said change took time and cited an example of inheriting transfer deals that the club are yet to pay off. "I sympathize with them because Manchester United is not where it's expected to be. We are expected to be winning the Premier League and challenging for the Champions League, and we are not there at the moment," he said. "But I think we need to get the house back in order before we can get back to our winning ways. It's not a light switch. I'll give you an example. If you look at the players we are buying this summer, that we didn't buy, we are buying Antony, we are buying Case Miro, we are buying Andre Onana, we are buying Rasmus Højlund, we are buying Jadon Sancho. These are all things from the past, but whether we like it or not, we have inherited those things and we have to sort it out." For Sancho, who obviously now plays for Chelsea, and we pay half his wages, we are paying £17 million to buy him in the summer. So it takes time for us to move away from the past into a new place in the future. Asked later in the interview about inheriting players, Ratcliffe said the club had, in some situations, spent too much on players that are not good enough, but did not specify any players. "Some are not good enough, some are probably overpaid," said Ratcliffe. "But for us to mold a squad that we are fully responsible for and accountable for, will take time. We've got this period where we will move from the past to the future, and we are in the middle of that period. There are some great players in the squad, as we know. The captain is a fabulous footballer. We definitely need Bruno Fernandes. Without him it would be really tough. Ugart returns, Euro out for Sociedad second leg." Amorim confirmed midfielder Manuel Ugart would return to the squad for the Europa League last 16 second leg against Real Sociedad on Thursday, 20:00 hours o'clock GMT. The Uruguayan missed Sunday's 1-1 draw against Arsenal at Old Trafford. However, Lenny Yoro, who came off at halftime against the Gunners, is unavailable. Mason Mount, whose last appearance came in a 2-1 win against Manchester City on December 15, has returned to training but will not be available for selection against Sociedad. Related topics: Manchester United football. Full transcript of Sir Jim Ratcliffe's interview, published one day ago. More on this story, latest Manchester United news, analysis, and fan views, Get ManUTD News Notifications, published July 26, 2022, Top Stories, Live. Champions League Build-Up and European News Conferences, Live. Cheltenham Festival, 16-1 shot Jimmy Doolittle lands Coral Cup, England's Marcus Smith returns as Freeman starts at centre, published 41 minutes ago. Elsewhere on the BBC, the nightly lives of four bickering vampires, how can first-time buyers make home ownership a reality, Lady Gaga on her new album, Biggest Fear and Love of the UK, an exclusive interview with Rishi Sunak. Elsewhere in sport, Hugo said he'd shave his chest if England lose to Wales. Video: Hugo said he'd shave his chest if England lose to Wales. Why is Donnarumma so good at saving penalties? I've always felt supported, Amaramon Ratcliffe. Video: I've always felt supported, Amaramon Ratcliffe. This guy's mega. How Norris developed into world title contender, Nunez not to blame, but you felt his miss carried more weight. Rugby family inspires me to be as good as them. Tuipulotu, Man UTD's new stadium, 11 key questions, Squares is back. Play BBC Sports new Champions League game, does Verstappen fear Russell but not Norris? F1 Q&A, the 100 draft, who should each team target? Lions watch, Kinghorn and Chesham star but Lawrence injury blow, from almost quitting football to Ballon d'Or hope, Rafinha's rebirth, club is in period of change, Ratcliffe. Video: club is in period of change, Ratcliffe. England had Italy on the ropes but didn't recreate French demolition job. Some Man UTD players not good enough and overpaid. What would success look like? Key questions for Hamilton at Ferrari. 5 talking points from round 4 of Six Nations. England shine in the sun but Cardiff cauldron awaits. Driver changes. Weather. Form in testing. Guide to F1's season opening race. Does cricket risk apathy if status quo continues? Home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, video, live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy cookies. Accessibility help, parental guidance, contact the BBC. BBC emails for you, advertise with us. Copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking. window __web_app_config__=, window_initial_data_data_global_navigation, country];\end\language:\engb\end\service:\commercial\names\global\navigation\props\country\end\language\end\service\commercial\commercia